"Oh, no! I'm sorry!" she exclaimed as she tried wiping the water out with her hands, using it as an excuse to touch his dick through his yoga pants.
"Don't worry, it's fine," he said, getting up. "I'll go clean it up in the bathroom."
"While you do that, I'll get you some clean jeans," she told him as she stood up, with her tits almost escaping her tight dress and her ass being fully seeable. Blaine entered the men's restroom and took a piece of paper toweling, trying to dry out his pants. Suddenly, he heard steps behind him, like high heels. That's what it sounded like, anyways. He turned around and saw Miss Miller coming inside. She was looking at him seductively, as if she wanted to lick every inch of him.
"Miss Miller, what are you doing in here? This is the men's restroom," Blaine asked, a bit surprised and definitely shocked.
"Well, Blaine, I hear that you're every girl's crush in high school, and it appears that you're a heartbreaker."
"Yeah, but, you know, I have a boyfriend, and I'm gay, so it's not really an issue for me."
Miss Miller started slowly walking towards him, staring at his abs, which were noticeable through his T-shirt. She didn't say anything. She just unzipped her dress and let it fall to the floor. Now she was topless and only wearing a leather thong. Her breasts popped out of her dress, bouncing, they seemed, hypnotizing.
Miss Miller, why did you?" Blaine said, slowly moving backwards as she came closer and closer to him.
"I'm going to make you a man today, Blaine. I slept with every male student in your class except you, and I never leave things unfinished. I've wanted to fuck you since the first moment you sat down at your desk," she said, caressing her boobs with her fingers.
"Are you crazy?" he exclaimed.
"No, I'm horny," she said as she pushed herself onto him. She wrapped her arms around his neck, licking his jawline, kissing him all the way up to his earlobe, biting softly.
No, please,"
he muttered as he tried pushing her away while panting, searching for air. Her tits were rubbing against his chest, bouncing and touching his lips as she grinded against his dick.
"Don't try to resist me, Blaney. Now you want it,"
she whispered to his ear. Blaine tried pulling his head away, avoiding her lips. She then grabbed him by the chin and crashed their lips together. She shoved her tongue down his throat while licking his lips. He felt trapped. She broke the kiss to breathe, and he felt infatuated. She bit his lip, winked, and turned around. He was against a wall, and she started giving him a lap dance. Her ass was rubbing his dick, and slowly but surely making his cock rock hard. She realized he was having a boner under his gray yoga pants. She then turned onto her back and faced him as she massaged his hair with her fingertips and kept on making out with him while grabbing his hard cock through the soft cloth of his pants. She then took them off and saw his dick escaping his tight boxers. She engulfed the shape of his disc in her mouth, licking every single inch of it. She then proceeded to strip him naked and get his T-shirt off, and then his briefs, too. Miss Miller grabbed his shoulders and used them as a support to jump on top of him and wrap her legs around him and fuck him. She rode him hardly enough to get him to pant, running out of air. Meanwhile, she bit his lower lip and kept on kissing him. He was hornier than he'd ever been. It was like she'd ignited a spark inside him. The amazing view of her tits bouncing against his chin and touching his lips. Her pussy sucking his hard cock deep inside her. He had never felt so filled with lust before. She fucked him for around half an hour, with bits of him trying to resist her and trying to hold on and not give in to the temptation. But in the end, he came inside her. Once he did, she got off of him. Well, Blaney boy, don't tell me I didn't warn you. No man can resist me. Your body just did what it had to do. He was trembling and answering furiously. I'm Shell Gay, he said angrily. She gave a long footstep towards him, cupped her hands around his cheeks, and gave him a mouthful kiss while shoving her tits onto his chest. His dick immediately got hard again. No, you're not, she answered, with lust in her eyes and an evil laugh. She put her dress back on and left him there, naked, with a rock-hard boner and lipstick all over his mouth.